destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the game to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Insanity runs in my family. Practically gallops.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco and gold is.
This is James, the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life. Wow, man!
Fire them out, fools!
I'll have to get a job, Spicoli.
What for?
You need money.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. And now it's time for that feral hippie herself, an infotartic, esoteric, eclectic mix of the adventures of that feral hippie, Miss Mona Radler.
What are you people? On dope?
That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
Make a move and the bunny gets it.
Dave's not here!
All right, Mona, it's all yours. Take it away.
Well, hello. Welcome to the 8th day of November 2023. We are listener supported, so please do us that favor. Look us up so we can stay on air. We appreciate it. We appreciate you. We claim polluted skies in this area. Now in Texas, some kind of chemical factory blew up or something. Do we know what happened in the past? At that train derailment, what's going on there? Well, I've seen the clouds in the sky. They're not real clouds. Nope. So they're polluting us on purpose. And they're telling us that they're doing it. But of course, it's just bad air to them. So, lovely, lovely, lovely. Whoops. Well, thank Mona before you do anything. There you go. Almost did it. It is 75 degrees here in the Asheville, North Carolina area. In case you care.
Okay, I think we are live, ladies and gents. I'll just give it, as always, a few seconds for everybody to jump in here. And congrats to the people yesterday in the chat at the end who guessed correctly where I am. I'm in Portugal at the moment, in the Algarve, and here for a couple more days, or a few more days, we'll have to see. And I'll have to share the story with you another time why that is. But just letting everyone jump in, because we're going to be talking about China and what they've just done, or as the USA is saying, what they have just done to us with the politicians in Washington, absolutely furious with China at the moment. So we're going to get into that in a moment. Just let me know you can hear me okay. Good ones all around. Great. Now, also thank you yesterday for the feedback, because this is a new streaming setup here that I have to do on the move. So as always, no expense spared for you. So I've made sure to get this all perfect. So thank you for the feedback on the audio yesterday, that my lips weren't in sync. So I have spent a couple of hours today testing delays and all sorts of things, so we fix this as well. Okay, I think everybody is on, so we can get this started now then. So we're going to begin by talking about this serious blow that China has just done against the USA. Now, the USA and Washington in particular is furious about this. They are claiming that China has done this deliberately against them. And we've talked about the different stages of warfare before, where it goes from, you know, there's a lot of different stages, depends whose model you follow. But the sort of guns and bullets is the final stage. And we've talked about this and how things eventually will most likely lead to this. But at the moment, we're in the phase of geopolitical and economical. So geopolitical initially, but we have moved quite heavily into the macroeconomic sort of stage of all of this now, so the economic stage. So this is why you're seeing a lot of things going on that is upsetting both sides. So what do we see? China was upset with the USA recently, and that was cutting off the access to semiconductor chips. Now, what has China been doing? Well, they've been undercutting loans that the USA has previously been given, or the IMF has been given, and that is being ramped up at the moment. So the thing we've been talking about for a while now is this setup that was done back in 2014, and we knew it's going to trigger eventually. We knew it's going to cause quite a big issue for the USA and the petrodollar in particular, which has a knock-on effect if you're a US citizen. And if you're not a US citizen, it has a knock-on effect everywhere anyway, because the US dollar is the world reserve currency. When that starts to have issues, so do all the other currencies that are pegged to the US dollar. So we're definitely seeing this new changing order. We won't use the key word there, but we're seeing this changing order in the world. It's ramping up quite heavily at the moment. So here's your sort of overview then of what we're going to talk about. I always like to do a little summary, because some people have a short attention span and they can't sit through the entire video, although that's the idea of a stream. It's me and you talking one-on-one, as it were. So here's your overview then, that your summary that I've written for you. The digital yuan has been used for the first time in a cross-border oil deal. This comes as Russia has been selling oil to China almost entirely in yuan for the past year, with a growing trend of countries are trading more in yuan than the dollar. Let me just make that clear again. there is a growing trend of countries now that are trading more in the yuan than they are in the dollar. Now, that's really crucial, this acceleration, this trend, this pattern that we're seeing. This will eventually lead to an undermining of the petrodollar and potentially its place as the global currency. Of course, the petrodollar is not the global currency, but the US dollar is, but that is the whole aspect of the US dollar is the petrodollar. And we can get into the history of that later if we have time, with Saudi Arabia and how this all came about. I always try and educate as well, give some little history lessons where we have time. The digital yuan has been growing in its use with China and has been providing incentives, keyword incentives, so that more citizens as well will sign up for it. This is where the e-digital yuan comes in as well. Argentina has just used yuan to pay off its IMF loan. And the IMF are furious about this, and you know, they've been talking with Washington, the politicians, they've been strategizing about what to do, because Argentina is the biggest debtor in the world. I think it's, we can look into this, but I think it's something like $50 billion. So imagine what the interest payments are on that. So China has come in to, I guess we can say, quote unquote, help them, although whether it's help or whether it's simply to make a profit, I'm sure you can figure that one out. But this is what they're saying, China's come in to help them to pay off this IMF loan. And the IMF, who say that they're there to help all these countries, etc., why would they be furious that a loan has been paid off? Well, it's because they get interest on this loan. So what I've noted here is this could be a growing trend among other major debtor countries to the IMF if China continues to help these countries pay off loans and then gives them lower rates. These actions and moves from China are angering politicians in Washington, who have called out China for their debt trap methods. So again, we're getting into this war of words at the moment, so geopolitical tensions. Meanwhile, the US is advocating for an increase in the IMF loan quota. Right now, is this a coincidence? I'm not sure. Which in turn will give more countries more access to more debt, or what they call credit lines. It's basically debt, so that's what we're seeing. It reminds me of the idiom, someone in a glass house shouldn't throw stones. That's what this reminds me of. So let's get on to the next part there. And I want to, in fact, let's just look at the shared screen. It's probably a good segue for a moment here. Let me just load this up. Bear with me. Here we go. So this is from Business Insider. China's mounting such a strong attack on the dollar's dominance that it's paying for almost all of its Russian oil imports in the yuan. China imported $88 billion worth of major commodities from Russia in 2022. That was a 52% jump from 2021. Much of the trade was done in the Chinese yuan, and that's from Reuters. That the use of the yuan to buy commodities such as oil and coal from Russia. Next one then, again from Insider. China's yuan is emerging. So this was back in May I just add. It's key that we distinguish that. China's yuan is emerging as a strong challenger to the dollar's dominance. Here are five countries that recently turned to the yuan instead of the US dollar for trade. So who are these five countries? Let's just scroll down and you will see. And again, these are worth actually looking at these articles. They're quite easy to find. We have number one, Russia. Obviously, we all know why Russia and China are doing a lot of trade. Brazil, huge economic power in South America. People underestimate the size of Brazil. Bangladesh, again, another huge growth developing nation that's coming through. And Argentina. And again, I find it staggering the way people always talk derogatory about Argentina, when I think a lot of people just don't realize that Argentina used to be extremely wealthy. If you go way, way back, that's where the expression came from, as rich as an Argentinian. And number five is Iran. And we know what's going on with Iran at the moment. And there's a lot of accusations flying at Iran, mainly from Israel, US, UK, a couple of Western nations. Not something I'm going to even get into and cover. If you want to make any comment on that, feel free in the chat here, because we do believe in freedom of speech for as long as they're going to allow us to. So these are the countries that are trading in the yuan and more in yuan than USD now. China and Brazil reach accord to trade with other currencies, avoiding the US dollar. Yuan Clearing Bank launched in Pakistan as Chinese currency gains momentum in internationalization. Gosh, long word, push. And then we have the, this was from Newsweek, just this month, US alarmed by China's big steps in America's backyard. And then finally then, because I want to come on to the other article after, Argentina used China yuan swap to pay the IMF in October. So again, we can see, if you want to read the full article on that, you can on Reuters. Let's just bring this back for a moment. So we've got a, I'm going to go through, I've summarized a lot of these notes for you so that you don't need to read all of these articles. And just before we say that again, I don't like to pitch every single video, but if you haven't taken any of my finance courses, you can find the link to those in the description if you want to better set up your finances. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world right now. I think you all know that. And even if you've already got the course, again, this is not just for new people, but if you've currently got any of my courses, please, because I do look at the analytics, please make sure that you put aside, even if it's just 15 minutes in the morning or you know, at lunchtime or evening, please do take a little bit of time to go through them, because I honestly do believe that they are some of the best finance courses on the planet for those specific niches or niches, if you want to say that. And again, you look at any of the comments and people will say the same thing. So I really do would say to, especially if you've invested in them, it's not a lot of money, please do take the time to go through them, because it is going to help you with the economies that we're going into. It's only a matter of time now before these recessions are announced. And of course, this is a psychological game first. The psychology leads into the actualization of the recession hitting, which then affects employment scarring, which then affects GDP spending. Consumer GDP spending is about 60-70% in the US. If people haven't got wages coming in, then they're not going to be able to spend into the economy. So this is coming, just to be aware of that. So let's go on then, and I'm just going to summarize a lot of the notes I've taken for you. So again, a time saver here. The Shanghai Petroleum and Natural Gas Exchange. So this is what you may have seen, SHPGX. So whenever you see that, that's what it is. It settled its first cross-border transaction using China's digital currency. Again, it's the digital yuan. Key distinction again here. It's not just the standard yuan, it's the digital yuan. This is where the CBDCs are coming into their own. And this was a huge and significant step in the energy trade. PetroChina International purchased 1 million barrels, okay, 1 million barrels of crude oil with digital yuan. The digital yuan, which is also referred to as the e-yuan or the DCEP, which is the digital currency electronic payment, is a venture by China's central bank. And this actually was created a long time ago, way before most people even realized. It was actually in 2014. And this is the one that shocked me the most, okay, so get ready for this. They were also the first to do the very first LNG, so liquefied natural gas transaction. And that happened earlier in the year. We covered that back in March. But this is the shocker. The exchange saw a trade of over 92.8 billion, with a B, cubic meters of natural gas. 92.8 billion cubic meters of natural gas last year. I mean, that is so huge. I can't even visualize that size of a natural gas quantity. It's absolutely enormous. Now, the other point I wanted to raise is this isn't the first use of the yuan here. Russia's been using the yuan for almost all of its oil exports for the last year. There were obviously the sanctions and everything else that happened in Russia. All they did was they just moved over to a different payment system. They arranged this deal with China in order to do this. So why is it important then? The action in general undermined the principle of the petrodollar, which gives the U.S. its global reserve currency status. And that, if you don't take away anything else, take away these two things, quantity being done, and the fact that this, that petrodollar is given its status by these entities yourself. So let's start with the origin of the petrodollar. The term petrodollar emerged in the 1970s when the US struck a deal with Saudi Arabia to standardize oil prices in dollar terms. Through this agreement, the US aimed to tether the global oil trade to the dollar, reinforcing its dominance. Okay, so that's the origin. Currency exchange. Countries buying oil from nations like Saudi Arabia, they can't just buy it from Saudi Arabia, or they couldn't, should I say. They can now, it's different. But they had to buy US dollars first. Key distinction, they had to buy those US dollars first. And this demand supports the value of the US dollar. Okay, so we're building this up here. Next point is the trade surplus. Oil exporting countries accumulate dollars, aka petrodollars, which they often invest back into US assets, such as, here we go, you'll see the patterns, treasury bills, bonds, or the American securities. This creates a favorable trade surplus for the USA. Now, the petrodollar system enhances the global influence of the US. It essentially mandates a demand for US dollars, and by extension, US debt and fund domestic consumption. What do we say that?
Oh,
is?
Come on.
60% to 70% of GDP, US GDP, is.
Get it together.
Consumer spending. And this. When all of that happened and the crash happened, the GDP collapsed because a lot of that spending was real estate based spending. It was buying sofas for new homes, it was renovations, it was refinancing, people using their homes like ATMs, etc. And this is why we saw such a heavy crash, which was then reversed with quantitative easing and currency creation and everything else. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out this time around. Political tensions then. On the flip side, the petrodollar system is contributing to geopolitical tensions. Many countries feel the US has undue influence over global trade and finance due to the dollar's central role in the international market. This is why BRICS Plus is becoming so favorable to countries around the world. The US enforces its foreign policy through the power of petrodollars. With sanctions, we've seen, trade embargoes, we've seen. These are examples of recent times. China has been calling for a change in the US global currency due to the influence it has. But I think the US dollar, being honest with you, even though we've said all of this, I think the US dollar has still got a lot of legs left in it. I think there's going to be, it's still a lot of time, I think, before we see this massive changing order. And the reason for that is because I just don't see a viable replacement yet for the dollar. I'm not saying there isn't one, it won't happen, because it will eventually. Right now, I just don't see it. People, you know, can talk about SDRs, special drawing rights, and the IMF, and, you know, some other things. Yes, possibly we might see that later on, but $1 billion worth of trade. That's it, 83, and 2.3 billion in circulation in June. So another thing they did, which is quite key, and we wonder then when our governments and the US dollar, Canadian dollar, Australian dollar, New Zealand dollar, etc., the British pound, the euro, when they want to implement these as CBDCs, we know exactly what they're going to do. They're just going to follow the model that's worked elsewhere. So this will be quite interesting to see how this plays out. But you know what's going to happen. They're going to offer these incentives to all of us to do the digital wallet. And then we have the moves against the IMF then. So let's look at these moves that have been happening. In a strategic maneuver, Argentina turned to the Chinese yuan to tackle a portion of its hefty $2.6 billion obligation for October. So remember, I said it's something like 50 billion, but I'll need to confirm that and check it. So a part of that was 2.6 billion was due in October, and they just didn't really have the funds, so they went to China to get it. And what else did they do? They employed a mix. This is quite interesting, actually. They employed a mix of IMF SDRs, which I just mentioned, and they were guided by China to do this.
I guess we have time to see what's going on. Yeah, the break's coming up in a minute. I figured I'd stop it now so we don't get irritated by the which is kind of funny because I've been able to fix it within a quarter of an inch of moving the cursor ball, and it basically didn't lose much info, just a syllable or two. There we are.
If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people on the fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids, dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out. Up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener-supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Right. What you gonna do?
The currency swap line with China and Beijing, and they were able to actually make the October payment, which the IMF thought they were going to default, and therefore those fees and charges and other things. So what else was around that? Okay, let me just show you actually the different debtors. Let's just bring this up again for you a moment in the shared screen. Here we go. So actually, let's look at 2022. And these were the largest debtors. So there is Argentina. Okay, so it's 46 billion. So it's not quite 50 billion as I thought. But in 2022, it was 42 billion here. So we've got these are the Americas, Argentina, Ecuador, Colombia, etc. These are the biggest debtors to the IMF. And then in Africa, we have Egypt being the biggest debtor, Angola, South Africa, Nigeria, etc. In Asia, we have Pakistan, Sri Lanka, which were, I still feel bad for Sri Lanka, how they were caught out with the experiment. They were the country that was the big experiment, as we talked about before, and the country pretty much collapsed and people overran the presidential palace and all this sort of stuff. So it's going to be a long time before Sri Lanka comes back from that. And then in Europe, it's Ukraine. How much do they owe? Yeah, a lot, 12 billion there. We have Georgia, Moldova, Bosnia, etc. Okay. And if we look at 2023, now look at the change here. That is a big movement. So here we go, 2022 to 2023. Big movement here. And also Africa, across the continent, there was a lot of movement. And the reason for that is because China has been so heavily involved there with the African Union and other things. They've been very heavily involved in a lot of debt restructuring. So let's come back a moment then. The final part of the video then is US hypocrisy. Xi Jinping initiated the Belt and Road Initiative. And by the way, I'm reading the article. I'm not saying the US hypocrisy. That is for you to leave in the comments what you think is going on here. This is the power plants, roads, airports, and telecom networks. The US obviously criticizes China's initiative due to the debt that developing nations now owe. China, of course, says the opposite and says that the US was just giving loans to them and the money was, you know, corrupt. There was a lot of corruption. The money just disappeared and the countries never changed. They never developed. So they're saying at least that with their investment, they have done the work and they have made sure that the countries have developed. So again, it's a very controversial one, but please drop in the comments your thoughts on this. The BRI has positioned China as a global development player, rivaling the US and the World Bank, with nearly 150 BRI country representatives meeting in Beijing. The initiative is evolving. They say it's dangerous to the world, and they say that it's not to hold the summit and not to allow Putin to go there. Well, you know, I get it, but Russia is the key ally to China. Why would they not have the key ally there? You know, it's a very tough geopolitical situation that's going on right now. And we're seeing this globally. China's lending to sub-Saharan Africa increased from less than 2% before 2005, and it's now over 17%. So as of 2021, it was over. Here we go. Proposes an increase in IMF quota-based lending resources. This is expected to be approved despite China's concerns of giving, I love this little quote, a drunk the keys to the liquor store. So here what they're saying then is the IMF is, I think, again, this is my own opinion, the IMF is losing a lot of money because China's coming in and it's paying off debts for these countries so that they can pay off debts to the IMF. And then the debt is then to China. So Janet Yellen and Washington, they're increasing the pool to the existing debtors. We see this in everyday life in the banking industry. When profit, if you want to increase profitability, what do? You just extend people's credit lines. You take an individual and you increase their credit card. You, if they have a loan, you might write to them and say, do you want a bit more money? Do you want to do something else before you did a home improvement? Do you want a little bit more money now? These are the sort of things that they do. So I think we will leave it there for today. I hope everything was, working perfectly. I hope all the audio and the visual and everything worked well after all the adjustments. So that is it for today. Thanks for being online. Take care. God bless you all. And I'll see you again tomorrow. We'll try and do the walk and talk. We'll have to see. It might be a little bit tricky, but I'll do my best. All right. Take care.
Refusing to define an assault weapon during congressional hearings is nothing new for the ATF. Neither is wanting to squash the rights of Americans or, frankly, even setting them on fire. Which says a lot about what kind of organization the ATF is. You could easily swap out ATF in a sentence for the word mafia or gang or rogue government and not much would change. Pretty much, it would be the exact same thing. So it shouldn't come as much surprise that despite not knowing what a word means, ATF Director Steve Dettelbach is jumping on the Biden boot and revealed he's looking for an assault weapons ban and not, as he put it, just to be cute. Hello everyone and welcome back to the channel. Today's video is brought to you with the help of Blackout Coffee Company, who uses their coffee for good and partners directly with some of your favorite gun rights groups, so the proceeds from partner roasts blends go straight to the causes you think matter most. To help support the channel and the Second Amendment, go to blackoutcoffee.com/libertydoll. All right, folks, so this video is about the second little nugget that we got from the ATF director, who was speaking at Harvard's Institute of Politics this week. The director was asked what's next on his gun control wish list and what he wants Congress to work on. He gave the usual talking points about universal background checks and then took an immediate pivot to an assault weapons ban. But not just an assault weapons ban, that Congress or Biden should specifically give the ATF the power to enact one. Not so much that Congress should pass it themselves, but that they should give the ATF the unlimited power to do it themselves. He added that he wasn't saying it to be cute, and I believe him. That is very much the opposite of cute.
I'd be curious to know what is on your wish list. If you could ask Congress for any number of powers or authorities, what would be on that list?
So, I think I've talked about things that I think were on my wish list, but, I think that it would be helpful if we had universal background checks in this country. I think that's something that seems to make some sense. The president has repeatedly called for that. I've said publicly I think it's a good idea, and I do. The president has also said, and I agree, that we ought to consider and actually reinstate a ban on certain types of assault weapons. And then the next question always comes to me, well, what is an assault weapon? And I'm not trying to be cute when I say this. It is emphatically the job of the United States Congress to write a definition that neither sweeps too broadly nor too narrowly. And that is not an easy thing to do, but people get these important jobs not to do easy things. ATF would be there to advise them. If Congress wanted to delegate to ATF the rulemaking authority to do that, of course we would do it.
I also know that Biden has been fond of giving the ATF directives that they have no business doing. And no one wants to vote for him anyway, so what the heck? Maybe? America isn't a bad place, he told the students of Harvard, and that an overemphasis on the Second Amendment has gotten us into this position. He said that the Second Amendment impairs public safety, which is not at all the kind of thing that I like to hear coming out of the mouth of the guy who is directing the alphabet agency regulating the Second Amendment. And he once again declined to define what an assault weapon actually is, saying that that is Congress's job, not to decide if they want the ban in the first place, just to define it. And he's right in that if something like that were to be defined and regulated, it would have to go through Congress, if we're being legal here. But that hasn't stopped the ATF from redefining words like willful, machine gun, and firearm. In fact, in recent years, the ATF has made it their business to define and redefine words without congressional approval or input, and that's why their definitions keep getting taken to court. Dettelbach told the students that an assault weapons ban is part of a two-pillar approach that the country needs in order to stop gun violence, and that the other pillar is a gun registry. That one is covered in this video that I'll link up here. The TLDR on that one is it's just an excellent example of government mental gymnastics. Violence won't end until we can track all the guns, he told the students, and it is Congress's pesky ban on a federal gun registry that is part of the problem, which they're subverting completely, but again, trust me, watch that video. Either way, his refusal to define an item that he also wishes to ban is proof positive that assault weapon is nothing but a political term devised to spook the public, which I covered ages ago in one of my first ever videos, the production value of which now honestly makes me cringe. The term was made up for political gain by Josh Sugarman in the 80s, and it stuck. Loosely defined as a gun with certain cosmetic features in the 90s, it has now become a catch-all for the gun I want to ban, and in some states even includes 22 rifles used for hunting squirrels and rabbits. Gotta stop that rabbit violence. At the end of the day, according to Dettelbach, some of this comes down to the fact that those pesky gun owners put too much value in individual rights.
Right? People who have the view that their rights, their sort of individual rights, are the only thing that should be taken into account, which to me is just not who we are as Americans, right?
Again, not the kind of thing that I like hearing out of the director's mouth when he's the one who's supposed to be regulating these items. You see, the key to the great American utopia is not having individual rights. In fact, according to Dettelbach, owning a gun is selfish, and he just wishes that the rest of the American people would see it that way. Which again makes it clear why he was chosen to lead the ATF. That is it for this video, gang. Please like, share, and subscribe. If you are new here, ring that notification bell so that you are always updated with the new videos. And as always, thanks for tuning in and happy shooting. No matter what the ATF says.
Goodness gracious. Shh. Strange. What else can I find?
Let me sort of give you my stream of consciousness. I've got a few things that I can show you, a couple of videos, and we can just kind of work our way through this material, which gives you a foundation about what's really happening. And why it's happening and how long it's been happening, so that you can sort of eliminate the idea that this is maybe just, you know, quack science or science fiction, but that it's actually real. So I think the first part of any kind of a legal argument, if you're in court, is to establish your case, right? So I want to just take you through a few things that happened to me in the last few weeks that pertain to exactly what you're talking about. And one of them obviously has to do with, well, The Inner Looking Glass, shameless plug, of course, my new webinar. But that's about The Inner Looking Glass. That has to do with our pineal gland.
I'm going to plug it for you. Link in description. You got to see this, The Inner Looking Glass, Frank's webinar.
Right. I highly recommend it because I put so much work into it. And there's not really a lot of comparative courses, you might say, out there that kind of break it down like this. But recently what happened is that because, you know, part of that process of the pineal gland has to do with the hippocampus, I was talking to, you know, our famous friend Dieter Burs, the biophysicist in Germany, and he had just done an interview with this guy called Dr. Michael Nails, right? And Michael Nails is somebody who's broken down the idea of, he's talking about the hippocampus, which is that part of your brain which connects directly to the pineal gland, which is the part that makes pictures, right? So he's published a couple of books. I'll put it up on the screen. You can kind of see it. This is in German. It's called, he's famous in German as being kind of on the fringe because he put a book out called Humans in a State of Zombiness, like zombie state, right? The indoctrinated brain, right? These are some of the materials that he was putting out recently. And essentially, you know, and for those who want to know what the hippocampus looks like, it's this part, kind of these two little lobes on either side of your brain, really a small percentage of your brain, really. But what's very, very important about the hippocampus, and which is what shocked me about what Nails said, is he said, well, first I'll say what the hippocampus does. It grows new cells every single day, which are called, he calls them index neurons. And these index neurons are there for you to absorb new information every single day. And in a normal, functioning, healthy human being, at the end of that day, those cells at the end, when you go to bed at night, The hippocampus takes the information from those cells and puts it into long-term storage. It's kind of like taking it out of RAM and putting it into the hard drive. And so the first part of that process is putting it into the cerebral cortex, all that gray matter you have in your brain, the majority of it. And the last part that happens is that it begins to help your brain make associations. So you associate what you freshly learned with what you have previously stored. And that's why they call it rapid eye movement, because your eyes are trying to figure all the different connections out. And so your brain is making all the connections. It's making all the connections. And then, you know, you go to sleep at some point and it's like you rest. The next day you get up. What does your hippocampus do? Well, it grows new ones, right? New, fresh index neurons starts to process all over again. And this carries on through all of your life. Well, what freaked me out about Nails is that he said he's done a lot of research and they found out that in the last 3 or 4 years, people aren't growing index cells anymore. Their hippocampus is shutting down. So what does that mean?
That's
right?
Crazy.
Right. What does it mean? It means, well, if you're making pictures and associations, you're developing higher consciousness, ethical, you know, concepts about relationship between things. You're exploring emotional states, right? You're into accountability and lessons learned. And, you know, they studied it on squirrels. Squirrels do it every year and theirs shrink again in spring. They do it when they hide chestnuts because they need to figure out where the hell they hit all the chestnuts so that they can survive. But in the spring when they don't need the hiding places, it shrinks again. But ours isn't supposed to shrink. It's supposed to keep growing. So that makes you ask yourself, what are people without a hippocampus doing? They're functioning, they're taking information in, and they're reacting to the same pattern and they're reflecting exactly back because there's no connection to any kind of long-term memories in their brain. So they're just putting it right back out there. They're not even thinking anymore, right? This isn't real thinking.
You know, that's been just my observation. This reactionary state, no real thought, no real contemplation, no real analysis, no real going deeper. It's just literally an emotional reaction to what they see on the surface and then moving forward. And among many factors, I just felt like all the scrolling and the watching of videos and the shorts and whatnot prevents that from even happening.
Exactly.
By the time you could have thought about it, you're just scrolling past
right.
to the next thing.
You're past it. And the real, I guess the ultimate part, the most dangerous part of that process, and then I'll be done with Nails, but the most dangerous part, he said, is that when you are put into a state of fear and you're in shock and absolute panic, what do you do when your hippocampus isn't able to process? Well, it actually overwrites what's already stored in the gray matter. It bypasses this reflective process altogether, and it really literally deletes the hard drive, if I want to give it an analogy. So and not only that, but they figured out that women who are pregnant that have no functioning hippocampus, they pass that along to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids come into the world already in a state of fear, and they basically perpetuate and amplify that concept constantly. So this is when he was talking about that, I was like, my God, right? It makes so much sense. But there must be more to the thing. And this is where it gets kind of really like off the ranch, right? This is where, you know, and there's this guy called Eugene Irvin. He's a researcher. He's been kind of hovering around my Facebook and he's got some really volatile information and statements he drops every now and then. And he was pinging me on some information that I had to check out about the looking glass, right? So I checked it out and I want to share this with you because when I saw this, it put the pieces for a lot of things together for me here. So I'm going to just share this with you right now. It's a really short little blurb I put together.
You deserve the truth, but big tech does not want you to hear it. So we built our own Inspired platform on the inspiredchannel.com. To watch the full video and more, just click the link in the video description or the pinned comment.
Why do they do that? Well, of course. You're not giving it to me. You want to watch the foo? Yeah, right. What a waste. Jeez. Sometimes I just wonder, what time is it? It's going to be the top of the hour here, so I might as well wait. That was something I didn't know. Yeah. Did you know that? Our brains use that glandular system to make memories and to utilize the information to create knowledge, and that most of ours is disappearing? Interesting. I wonder where that's coming from, right? Or how that's happening. Nothing like fluoride with a pineal gland or anything, right? And other things they're throwing at us. Just like, I wonder what's up in the sky coming down now. I guess I should be thankful they were warning us. Oh yeah, polluted air. Dirty, dirty air. In your area. Well. And then pollen. Oh yeah, tomorrow I'll be pollen. Yeah, just the stuff from the sky will be considered not dirty dust, but pollen. Oh. Not a whole lot of flowers going on in November.
Find some comfort at Willow's World, a variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles, a show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com.
Crypt Rich, I've been thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
We now return to Revolution Radio's very own feral hippie, Mona Radler.
Welcome back. Freedomslips.org, revolution.radio. On this 8th day of November 2023, we are listener supported, so please do us that favor. Come to the homepage and do a donate click, a donate click, a donate click. Thank you, and we appreciate you.
Another controversial post here, but I feel it's necessary to highlight and address the religious distortions which are carrying through into today's hybrid spiritual practices. Cherry-picking teachings and techniques can be very damaging for your aura, health, central nervous system, and the grids if one isn't aware of the root distortions which infected these religions in the first place. I have to disclose that this is not a shaming post, but an awareness post to make better informed decisions. Cognitive dissonance will have a part to play in accepting new information. However, everyone has free will to choose what they practice. So, like with everything I write, please take whatever resonates and leave the rest. The word religion comes from the connecting phrase religion. This term means legions of light, with re or ra representing light, and enlightenment through the mind, which was labeled resh and shortened to re. When you are a gatekeeper and protector of the ancient wisdom, you are responsible, or Ari sponsor able, for holding the frequencies. To Ari member, your true connection back with Source. The 12 original guardian tribes on Earth were the original designated key holders for the Stargates inheriting Jesus' Yeshua 12. Translations of the Cloister, Doratura, holographic disc records consisting of our universal history data and Templar mechanics of our time. Matrix gifted to us 246,000 years ago. These teachings were what you would call the original Bible. They were the Mahārata texts, which is a term to describe the first level of non-polarized frequency at the 12th dimensional level of liquid light called hydroplasm. Duality programming goes all the way up to the 11th dimension, and unfortunately, due to fallen angelic factions getting their hands on part of these CDT metallic plate Templar mechanics, tablets of destiny, they were able to pervert the original teachings to the infiltrated religions we have today as consciousness regression control mechanisms that serve the Metatronic ascension on the astral plane for soul capture during the death passage. Thoth stole the 11th CDT plate from the Keltec Magi Grail line tribe to scribe the Emerald Tablets, alter the original Emerald Order Codex with subtle distortions, and annihilate all the remaining traces of the CDT knowledge to play God on Earth. It wasn't just the physical records the negative ETs were after. These vampiric raider races were looking to inherit our bio-spiritual blood codex, where all the information was held and keyed into the consciousness of these tribes' blood, for they knew the Templar mechanics off by heart. This knowledge has been lost, or at least severely diluted, because the blood code was bred out of the original guardian human tribes and corrupted the Kethradon Arrah flame cell, which I will address at the end. Through forced rape and hybridization, interbreeding between the angelic tribes of the Master Son and the Metatronic Raider races, the Dark Ones could genetically upgrade and receive the Gnosis of the Stargates to take over the planet, solar system, and use the sacred Amenti gates here on Earth, linking to 5D Earth, Terra, and a pre-cataclysmic Terra timeline to destroy the 12th Stargate, which would keep us all trapped in this Vekka system, forever under fallen angelic authority, with no bridge to the inner Ekka, God worlds on the staircase to heaven. The Indigo 3 is a result of this hybridization, sharing two opposing avatars in one body, the Nephilim Dark Avatar and Orophim Light Avatar. An Indigo 3 has tremendous potential if they can control and heal the Nephilim Avatar. Many Indigo 3s show autistic traits as a result of the Orophim programming trying to override the Nephilim inherited behaviors. However, an Indigo 3 is extremely vulnerable to psychotronic weaponry, as their fallen Nephilim DNA aspects contain various Thoth Azazel astral tracking implants, Fleur de Lis as an example, which make them susceptible to mind control and pick up AI consciousness distortions from the various hijacked grids on Earth, linking to the Nibiru electrostatic transductions nets. Think Skynet from Terminator. At the start of a spiritual awakening, many Indigo 3s have been activated by the Thothian Azazel groups, posing as the Al-Humbarha shadow councils, who have cloned and inverted the original Mahārata and Al-Humbarha disc records from Andromeda to spread the false light agendas and hermetic Metatronic principles to soften people into accepting the New World Order and One World Order in tribute to the father of Hermeticism, Thoth, the bloodline of Lucifer. This tweaking of our DNA through continuous repetitive false religion, false creed paradigms, lifetime after lifetime has been grooming us to steadily accept and be compliant with the false father alien dogma since Thoth's Atlantean takeover. This is called the Atlantean conspiracy. The Draconians came in to wipe out the angelic 12 tribe legacy and the teachings of the Rainbow Round Tables, which was essentially knowledge on how to anchor in the primal light and sound fields of Earth to keep the planetary grids flowing in alignment with the Christ called the Yan-Yun flow. They killed off some of the blue flame Melchizedeks, holding the knowledge of the blue flame Amaraya source code, Eyeyani massacre, to replace the historical records with the Black Sun Egyptian pantheon of God's agenda, which was a hierarchy structure of control that was enforced by the Scythian king lines, Hyksos kings, sons of Belil mixed with sons of Zadok, and the Amun priesthood of Atlantis Kem, Egypt. These infiltrated teachings became the corrupted distortions which evolved into Freemasonry and the Knights Templar, conquest for the Templar Stargates, which bled through into all the worldwide religions through the Brotherhood of the Snake and Thoth's One World Order. The serpent symbology is depicted all around the world in reference to the Serpent Brotherhood and the allegiance to the Naga. The religions tell you the serpent represents the Kundalini, or Atenkarana, which embodies dimensional currents, 1-9, which is a frequency spectrum, which comes out of the larger Kirasha and Kundarai primal light and sound fields. Atenkarana is a Sanskrit word which still kept its original meaning as a true pillar of light. However, the serpent in most contexts is a code for the Caduceus control network, which links Thoth's checkerboard sonic mutation software through the Nibiru Deotic crystal grid network to digress human genetics further into the Metatronic hive mind called dot adjusting. Kundalini means breathing and thinking. The Kundalini Raider race teachings were restricting the breath to anchor in consciousness and control the mind, therefore disguising as reversal Kundalini eye currents. Hinduism is a mixed bag of Christic teachings and anti-Christic infiltrations. The blue humans in Hinduism that assisted us in the bioregenesis mission were called the Maharaji, who were a density 2, Sirius B, seeded advanced human race holding 24 to 48 strands. An example of one of these blue humans was Krishna. The Sanskrit texts reference the ancient Maharaji blue ones coming to Earth in their temple like spaceships to ward off the Anunnaki and Draconian raider races, trying to exploit humans for both slave labor and genetic hybridization, projects to create a super race space force used as a future warrior extermination force. This is part of Elon Musk's space mission to colonize Mars. Watch the movie Titan to see how they start breeding and manipulating these super soldiers. The Trimurti Three Forms, or Sacred Trinity of the Supreme Divinity in Hinduism, was in fact a negative ET breach who were not the Maharaji, but were fallen angelics working with the Nazi movement and Montauk Project called the V-Real, who were reptilian shapeshifters using AI technology to cloak as the original blue ones. These are the Naga that you see referenced to the deities Shiva, Vishnu, and Brahma, which embodied the creation and destruction cycle. These three deities made up the seven-headed serpent, which can umbrella under Vishnu as Narayana, which was taught as the symbol of the creator and the creation. But in reality, these were overlord tyrants reconditioning humans to believe these ET deities were the pinnacle of all creation, as self-creator gods, rebelling against Source, and the Yanas. The seven-headed beast, or Nyakals, is taught as the seven superlative intellects through the Vedanta, which embodies the seven mental planes. This is inversion architecture distorting the Charakas through what is known as the Crown of Thorns, a crucifixion of the crown chakra, which you see visual representations in mocking Jesus via the Crown of Thorns on the crucifix, fake Jesus crucifixion story. These inversions are designed to suppress Rachelet activation, which are parts of your light body anatomy, and the planet's light body anatomy, harnessed to bridge the star fire activation codes for ascension through the Ansha Tasa, passage linking from the Aquarian matrix to our matrix, and the Eden or Eden hub domains for Garden of Eden return. The biblical Eden was a lab in Mesopotamia and a prison for the newly engineered slave race of human hybrids. 90% of the Christian Bible now has been altered and manipulated to serve the negative alien Templar mission. This seven carries over through many Metatronic distorted teachings. By no means is seven an evil number. I am just referencing it to the inversions in the context of Luciferian and UIR infiltrations. Seven doubles in the Sefer Yetzirah, Etz Haim. Seven hermetic seals. Inverted Solomon magic from the Lesser Keys of Solomon. Seven stairs leading to Solomon's temple. Seven branched candelabrum of the menorah, Kabbalah, Jewish. Seven dhyanas in Buddhism. Seven steps. Buddha takes seven paths to heaven in Egyptian texts. Seven layers of the underworld in Egyptian funeral texts. Seven stages of alchemical cleansing, seal of Ameth Golden Dawn, Metatronic body to become gold and immortal, not eternal. Seven gods bring good luck in Japan. Seven raid God, Statue of Liberty, in reference to Lucifer, who used the seven rays of the Metatronic AI seed, AI light refractions, to create the net complex seven, was the number of the gods and their law, seven stars, described in the Rig Veda, with the seven Suma streams and the drink of the gods, seven vowels, additional W and Y, to spell out the word of God, Yahweh, making up the Om Aum, which goes all the way back to the 36 Atlantean sounds, replacing the sacred tones of the Master Psawn tribal shield. Seven planetary bodies representing the seven Babylonian gods, who in Hebrew are referred to as the seven main archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Samuel, Uriel, Anael, and Zadkiel. Seven seals of the Crown of Thorns is Druid, Ring of Fire, Ouroboros magic. Geofu is the seventh rune, representing sex magic, gnosis, and sacrifice. G or Gibo represents the X and secret knowledge of the occult. Only secret societies hide their knowledge for the initiated few to maintain a hierarchy structure, control over the masses. Seven is the letter G, seventh letter, representing Saturn. Saturn in old phoenician Canaanite language is Shabbath 7, worshipped on the Sabbath, Canaanite religion. G7, government implementing a new world order through a one world religion, coexist program. The G in Freemasonry, NW0, 322 skull and bones, Shet 7, 3 plus 2, 2, She 7. Skull and bones is the religion of Lucifer and Shiva, the destroyer. The Hindu Shiva portals are inorganic wormhole structures leading to parasitic deadlight, Shona spaces, and the false ascension realms. Side note, religions connecting spiritual alignments to the equinoxes and solstices are not beneficial, because they are not natural configurations and are, in fact, distortions of a pole wobble concerning our natural polar configuration and the Earth staff positioned in the poison apple position of 23.5 degrees. Any rituals supporting these alignments are indeed feeding the black hole fall agenda and prevent the spanner gates connecting through the aurora fields to align with Eartha, and thus deteriorating the Eurodome connection to make Eartha Starfire quantum leap back to M31 in Andromeda, commencing in 2047. This Girodome, Eartha Christic technology, prevents Earth from being sucked into a black hole as food for the Metatronic races. The Aurora Field is used to hold the Girodome 369 Aquarium Matrix through Rachale activations via Starfire, so please do not give any more energy away to Equinox Solstice rituals, which only propagate Toral Rift and Pole misalignment. We need to realign the poles and restore the natural Kethrodon RA flame to assist in opening the D13 aspect of the planetary Rama passage and sparking the Mother Arc connections that hold the quantum in order to Starfire. The Metatronic density, three lens, Cap BST Beast system, rotated the natural rotation of the Kethrodon cell to the Metatronic slant that we call the poison apple of 23.5 degree pole tilt. This cell must be cleared from BST Beast holographic distortions in order to achieve Rama passage in preparation for the Starfire burst cycle via the Shala 13 gates. Hope that helps to clear up that many of the practices in religion may look like light, but may actually be contributing to more Metatronic distortions of the Kethrodon cell RA flame needed to be cleared in order to heal the Earth. Much love, Jamie.
A lot of information.
Take him up.
Take action with American Express Business Platinum.
Spectrum Business is made to work the way small business works.
And here we go from the Learning Center. We got a little fire brewing in here. It takes the bite out of the air. Today we're going to talk about ultrasonic speakers. Have you guys ever heard of an ultrasonic speaker? I never have really heard of it. And I recall a story just a little bit ago about a fella who was all geared up with his rifle, all of his stuff. And they found him in an amusement park in the bathroom.
Now at 3 o'clock, we have new details about a man found dead at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park just this weekend.
And the Garfield County Sheriff's Office now saying that the man was found with explosive devices. Fox 31's Jeremy Hubbard joining us now with more on this disturbing story,
yeah,
Jeremy.
Very disturbing, Eric Itai. Officials say the 22-year-old is from the Carbondale area and was found in the park before it opened on Saturday. The Sheriff's Office says he was heavily armed, carrying multiple improvised explosive devices, semi-automatic weapons, and fully loaded magazines. Too. They also say he was wearing tactical clothing, body armor, and a ballistic helmet. The IEDs were rendered safe, and law enforcement swept the park just to make sure that everything was, in fact, safe there. They say it was. In a statement, the sheriff's office saying, quote, it is important to realize, given the amount of weaponry, ammunition, and explosive devices found, the suspect could have implemented an attack of devastating proportions upon our community and our first responders. Thankfully, that did not happen. No word at this time on the identity of the man, other than to say that he's from Carbondale, or the cause of death. Officials also not saying why he was at the park to begin with.
Wall, he wrote, I am not a killer. I just wanted to go to the cave. And I was thinking to myself, man, what causes someone to do that? What would cause someone to do that? And why this cryptic message, like, I am not a killer? Was he sent there to be a killer? So these things just kind of rack my mind. And while I'm thinking on it and trying to pray on it and I'm trying to get some clarity, okay, I run across the video of a professor at a college showing his students about this technology. Have a look.
So we can't hear this. It's going to, I haven't turned it on yet. When I do, it's going to blast out a 65 kilohertz beam. Because the wavelength is so small, it doesn't spread. The 65 kilohertz has a wavelength like that.
It's going to be, in that sense, similar to a laser. It just comes right out as a beam. Now, how do we make that audible?
Well, they put a modulation on top of the 65 kilohertz. There's a modulation. And now, here's the next thing I have to tell you. That 65 kilohertz is very high amplitude. It won't hurt you, we don't think. Okay? You certainly can't hear it, and we don't think it'll hurt you. And it's very high amplitude. And what happens when you have two sound waves like this, sound plus sound can create sound, but only at high amplitudes. At low amplitudes, sound waves just travel right through each other. Maybe you're familiar with this. But at high amplitudes, you can create sound. So what happens in this apparatus is the audio sound, the sound that you're going to hear, is actually created in the beam, not here. And because it's created in the beam, and if it stays in the beam, you have a beam of sound. So let me demonstrate this for you. Let me turn it on.
I think they're just saying it to make us feel better.
Right.
So he's displaying how an ultrasonic speaker can just be pointed right at the person it's intended, and only that person can hear it. Man, I found that so interesting, and it kind of connected some dots. Like, what if, just what if, I'm just playing crazy conspiracy theory guy here. Seems to be working out pretty good. But what if they had vans, you know, that drove around and pointed that thing at the general public and were targeting or finding people that have minds that are persuasive to that activity, right? So I was just thinking about that. And you know how when you start thinking about something and, you know, it's on your mind, kind of? Well, I'll be doggone if Mark Rober, who's a popular YouTuber here, didn't put up a video about, you know, trick-or-treat candy and stuff. But sometimes in these videos, you can really find a good nugget. Here,
Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Trans-
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah, they've been coming through our brains for quite some time.
Is what he did with the speaker.
Now, with a normal speaker, you would still hear noise on the other side of a perfectly soundproof barrier, because the wavelengths we can hear are on average 30 feet long, which means the sound can diffract around the barrier. But with an ultrasonic speaker, the wavelengths are really, really short, which means they can't diffract around, which makes them highly directional. So the speaker's there, I hardly hear anything right here, but when I step to the left, it's just like in my brain. The camera here picks up on it a little bit, but it's just something you have to experience in real life to truly understand.
This is so weird.
Did you see the kid's reaction? Especially the last one, how he cringed up. And that was really weird. Now, can you imagine if you were already mentally unstable, or you were having some kind of an issue, or you were just having a bad day, and that stuff started going inside your head like that? Whispers, go do it, you can do it.
They play songs and stuff too in your head too. That's right.
So I thought, how many people actually know about this technology? If I were to actually show this or just talk about this without this video proof, you would might think that I was nuts. So you could have a room of people, and you could have a person here and a person here, and I could target you with that beam of radio sound, and you would be the only one to hear it.
That's right.
Go do it, go do it, go And the two people here can't hear it. You'd be like, do you hear that? And they'd be like, no, I don't hear that. That guy's kind of crazy. He's hearing voices in his head.
Destroy them? Oh! Snap cameras are free and still.
No one bought them.
I'll destroy them all.
Don't do it.
These cameras used to be.
All right, I that I found this interesting. If you found this interesting, please leave a comment down below. I know this is a little edgy, but seriously, am I that far off? Seriously, leave a comment down below. Am I that far off? Can't you see how this could be used? Now, we're going to start maybe talking about some MK Ultra. We like to talk about these government programs like Program Operation Mockingbird, which you just saw too. Actually, I was at the end of this video, I'll leave an Operation Mockingbird clip about October 7th. Okay? And I want you to enjoy it. But we've talked about Operation Paperclip and all of these things that were done to the American people that are not kosher. Okay? So I want to make sure that you guys know that this technology is out there now. Is it being used? I don't know. But now you know more than you did know. All right, we'll see you guys on the next video. We are out of Stacy's Home Remedy pre-sale books. If you guys tried to get on that, it's all over with. I'm sorry. We're going to place another order for books, and as soon as I get a confirmation on that, we'll let you guys know. And we'll have.
Hello, friends of the truth. The totality of singularity returns us to our new Eden. Big change as well as love is in the air, and I think most of us can feel it. All of our determination, perseverance, and hard work is about to pay off in a really, really big way as our wildest dreams are becoming a reality. All time is merging and collapsing in on itself into the still point of the totality of the singularity. Within our fully opening crystal heart center in this timeless now. This is the end of all time as we awaken from the dream within the dream to awaken to only one true reality there ever was. As we fully remember our one true self, cosmic origins, and history again, igniting our new Eden from deep inside of our heart, minds now unified as one, as our cellular memories and DNA awakens through the frequency of pure, true, divine love and union. All fear is being dissolved at a deep cellular memory level, and as always, as this happens, it arises from within us to be let fully go of A, with it, the false fear. Matrix simulation is also going fully offline. Imagine. There is nothing to worry about. We have to believe in the seemingly impossible right now, as well as fully letting go of any specific outcome for our biggest, most magical dreams to fully manifest, believing in big-ass miracles. It's us using our magical and most powerful abilities of imagination and co-creation for the highest good of all again. Fully remembering our responsibilities, co-creative abilities, gifts, and powers. Powerful diamond grid activations and final purgings are taking place for the collective as the planetary and cosmic stargates and field is being powerfully cleared, purified, upgraded, and ignited through the diamond white flame of ascension and purification. Our sacred crystal hearts continue to open, ignite, and awaken to their true power, essence, and frequency of divine love that continues to activate our multidimensional DNA, diamond rainbow plasma light body, Merkaba vehicle, and tree of life, fully dismantling, dissolving, and overriding the phantom matrix infrastructure and artificial intelligence architecture of the artificial 10-based tree of life, and with it, the artificial matrix simulation fully goes offline, returning us to our new Eden and heaven on Earth as we have reassembled and are igniting our divine blueprints fully now, plus upgrades. This is allowing the Forerunners to fully merge with their multidimensional, ascended master guardian self and higher identities, God, Source, Self, and Consciousness. The clearing and healing, our karmic lessons, and all of our missions are all quantum completing in this timeless now. And we enter the golden age of co-creation again, the new divine organic creatrix field, where everything is possible, always, now. As crystal clarity ensues, we have also been deepening into the knowing that any perceived mistakes actually happened for us to fulfill our lessons and destiny. All we have to do is surrender to all we think we know, all false perceptions of right and wrong, all judgments, all notions of good versus evil, for Source to show us the real truth and the way home to our heart's inner knowing, for us to see the divine perfection that underlies all things and God's plan now unfolding in its true glory. As we reclaim our inner home, we also reclaim our world, all through the full opening and ignition of that spark that lies within our sacred crystal. Hearts are permanent cosmic Christ, seed, atom, and azura point. It ignites the Holy Spirit from within our diamond rose and lotus hearts through the Amareya flame, which continues to open up its thousand petals. It is what heals the cosmic monad and our tribal and whole morphogenetic field, ignites our multidimensional DNA, plasma, light body, Merkaba, along with our ancient future memories, gifts, abilities, true gnosis, and wisdom. The supernova of the heart event is an inside-out event, an implosion, a triggering, a full ignition of our heart and crystalline core of Earth, igniting the 13D diamond grid and our divine template of the new triple helix DNA of the 144 plus 3 as 1, ignited through the infinite power of true divine love between the divine counterparts and original twin flames, as we have fully unified as one in true divine love and in union with Source and in all of life everywhere. Where we can see, feel, and find the beloved in each and every one, as all are mirrors of the other, a fractal of God, as all remember themselves as one, the original twin flames of the core. Cosmic monad carry sacred keys and codes that are igniting along with their hearts our new Eden and paradise on Earth on behalf of all. Together they merge spirit and matter, particle and antiparticle universes, and heaven and earth as one, which fully collapses the artificial sine wave, holographic overlays, and quantum standing wave function of the false matrix.
Grammarly now uses AI to help you write, not just revise. Type a prompt and generate a persuasive, mistake-free draft.
False matrix simulation, as they fully merge as one. Novagaja and heaven on earth is being rebirthed along with us as our one true, authentic, and diamond sun, body and avatar, self, timelessly so. All fears, doubts, worries, insecurities, anxieties, and defense mechanisms dissipate and evaporate, along with all sense of separation, competition, envy, jealousy, feeling more or less than any other, guilt, blame, shame, false pride, all sense of separation and fragmentation, false perceptions and judgments, fully dissolve and disappear. In this sea of pure, true, divine love that is lifting all remaining veils and illusions, unifying all, now we, quantum leap, merge, align with our already ascended master, M. Diamond Avatar Self and our biggest, wildest dreams fulfilled, as all is consciousness, thought turned into form. It's important that we move out of the energy of waiting now through taking inspired action as guided by spirit. Surrendering and trusting the divine plan and that all is unfolding with the highest possible outcomes is assisting us in co-creating this shift with as much ease and grace as is possible. Patience is no longer required as we fully dissolve into and merge with our true, eternal, timeless self, the one that has never been born and never dies, and knows the truth is fully arising now. And with it, all that is unreal and false dissolves and disappears, along with the memories of our experience here in this artificial matrix simulation. We are receiving most powerful clearings and activations to our root and lower body chakra system, which is also part of clearing out any remaining survival fears, karmic energies, victim energies, and feelings of disempowerment. Our and the collective planetary and cosmic extended kundalini current of the Kira Shah is being fully ignited along with our crystal hearts and the crystalline core of Earth. This is fully removing the reptilian tail implant and egg-type membrane that has been held around the 8 fetal cells that are located at the bottom of our spinal cord and tailbone at the coccyx. This is clearing out any remaining reversal currents within our kundalini and runs the energy up our spinal cord and central colum, ending all energy siphoning from our field, allowing corrected Merkaba spin and the drawing in of higher frequency source currents. This is enabling us to fully merge with our spirit body, now merging all of our higher identities as one. This implant also acted as an ego filter, as part of the mind control programming and technologies held in our field, all fully dissolving collectively now, along with all other artificial implants, seals, membranes, and interference patterns that have prevented our full ascension so far, assisting us to complete our ascension, reveal our one true self, and opening our energy channels and heart up fully now. Sananda, be in the present moment. I come to be with you at this time, these times again, as great change comes over you, comes over your planet, comes over the collective consciousness of man, and love is streaming forth, streaming down from the heavens. More and more, you are finding love coming into the equation. Love that was not understood or not felt by so many across the planet. But now it is coming in. It is coming in different ways and being shown in different ways. Being shown in simple kindness from your brothers and sisters, from your neighbors, from your friends, your family. Whatever it is coming now. Now, you can feel it as it moves more fully across the planet. Yes, there is discourse, much discomfort, as the timelines have indeed shifted and more are separating. But do not be concerned about that. Do not let that hold you back. Be where you are right now in the moment and in any given moment moving forward, for that is the key. That is the key to move through this transition and to move through the ascension process to more and more find yourself in that moment of love, love for yourself and love for everyone else around you. That is the key that opens the door to the heart. And when you open the door to your heart, you open the door for others to find themselves. Find their own key to their hearts as well. You are the expression of love for those around you. You are the light, the shining light within the darkness. And if you allow that to continue to happen, if you allow your divine will to continue to take hold, not my will, Father, but thine shall be done. If you follow that more and more, then you will find yourself exactly where you need to be in any given moment. And when you are there, in any given moment, you fully find yourself and who you truly are. And that is the expression you are all looking for now. To fully realize, not just to know it, not just to believe it, but to fully realize that you are the expression of God within you, each and every one of you. Just as I, as Yeshua, fully realized that at some point in my life that I was the expression of the God source within me. And once I realized that, I could then spread that out to my brothers and sisters, to all of those around me that were ready to hear my message. But it was not my message, it was my Father's message coming through me. Just as when you find that sense of power within you, and you can say out to the world that I am God within me. It is the God source within me that does the works. And when you fully understand that, when you can take a jug of water, just as I did, and know that as I began to pour it, it turned to wine, from water to wine. And yes, that did indeed happen. But it only happened because I believed in the moment that it would be so. And you also can do the same no matter what it is. No matter what it is that you want or need in your life, you can declare it out to the world that it is now mine, if it is indeed your Father's will, your higher God self's will, then it shall be so. That is how this works. That is how miracles happen. They only happen when you believe that they shall be. So trust, my brothers and sisters, trust in everything within you. Trust in the power within you to bring about whatever your greatest desires are in your life. And as you do that, you will find those greatest desires becoming real for you. And in so doing, you will also be the one that is moving out and spreading the light and sharing the light. Just as you came here to be, you volunteered to be here for this. And now is the moment. It is approaching very rapidly now, where you will be called upon to go about your Father's mission. That time is coming now, where it will only be when you find yourselves in the higher vibrational frequencies, the higher consciousness within you. And that is the power of love that is coursing through you now, in this moment. And whenever you find a need to find that power within you, simply ask, ask, and ye shall receive, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you, because you are the God source within you, moving about your daily lives. And the more that you believe that, the more, it shall be so. Trust in yourselves. Trust in your fellow neighbors around you, your brothers and sisters. They are all brothers and sisters. Be kind, be gentle, be nice to them, be loving, just as you would want unto yourself. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. But know that I, and many others of your brothers and sisters that guide you from above, are always here to be with you whenever you call upon us.
That's right.
Hello, friends of the truth.
I know it sounds kind of crazy, some of these videos and that. I can't tell you to follow them, really even to listen to them, or to say that they work or whatever, but I've seen and have utilized a few things and seemed right on to me, better than following something negative and derogatory anyway. I don't follow much. I mean, just I thought these were are an interesting way to take a different look about the reality of our matrix here. It is always state of mind to do something nice for yourself to make it a better place. Don't forget to donate. We really appreciate being able to stay on air. Have a great Wednesday. Do something for yourself. Always do it in love. And carry peace when you can. That's funny, the Blue Jay was whistling on the Skype call. Thanks again, folks. Have a safe and blessed day, please. And don't forget to share it. Okay, come on, music. Just seems like forever, doesn't it? I love a birdies. I love a birdies. I'm very happy to hear the birdies. Yeah.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan Baker. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization.